I went to a movie Sunday.
All right.
And it was one of the few times, and I've never done this before, but I almost walked out.
Oh.
Wow.
Because you do have movies that are artsy type of films that usually get off to a pretty slow start, maybe ramp up a little bit. Maybe you'll get answers to your questions about what's happening in this flick.
Yeah.
I almost went and took a number one during the movie because I had to go. You know me, tiny bladder. And you try to find points in the movie where you can go out, use the bathroom, come back so you won't miss too much.
It's an art form. You have to know how scenes are laid out and when the lull is happening.
I seriously almost went 3 minutes from the movie was over. I thought, okay, this is a good time for me to go use the bathroom and come back and finish watching this movie. I was like, oh, I think I can hold out a little bit longer. And then the movie was over.
Fiend.
I was like, what the hell?
What movie?
If Beale Street Could Talk. That's the name
of it. If Beale Street Could Talk.
Yeah, B-E-A-L-E. If Beale Street Could Talk. Regina King has been nominated for awards in this, and I think she won the Golden Globe for supporting actress in this movie. And I thought, okay, man, let me go check this out. Oh, man.
What, just boring?
Wow. It was slow, slow, and at the end you thought, okay, there's no way that's it. And it was so much so that a lot of people during the credits just sat there because they thought, okay, there has to be something coming out after the credits to try to wrap this movie up in a bow.
Really?
I mean, this
you
is not a...
You were begging for a post-credit thing just
to
make sense
like,
of it
okay,
all?
Okay, all right, all right. Like,
all right, what's...
Just kidding. Here we go. Here's the ending of this movie and everything is okay. Dude, it told a story that's not a bad story, but good night.
Ooh, clocking in at 2 hours, too.
Looks like a love story.
It is a love story. And it's a love story that
a
I thought
ending?
Could have been told in a way better way than it was told.
A woman in Harlem embraces her pregnancy while she and her family struggle to prove her fiancé innocent of a crime. Okay. No? Was he innocent?
I don't know.
But you don't know.
That's the point.
It didn't end
no
with the
idea.
Judge like
no.
giving the ruling?
It didn't even end with him being in court about this whole thing. It ended with, okay, you know what? How long has this movie been out? Because I'm going to tell you the ending, so you don't even waste your time to go
December.
See it.
Yeah, it came out on Christmas Day.
That's not enough time, is it?
If you are threatening a spoiler for If Beale Street Could Talk, is there one person in their car right
no!
now
no!
diving,
just do
diving
it.
To the off button? I think
it'll
you're,
feel good.
Go for it.
So she's, the young girl is trying her best to prove her fiancé's innocence, right?
Okay.
She's pregnant with his kid. He gets arrested for rape.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Yikes.
In prison, they swear up and down he didn't do it. She goes to Puerto Rico. She's Puerto Rican. She goes to Puerto Rico because she doesn't want to face this whole trial or anything like that, which... hurts him in some way, which you would think that would help him because you don't have any witnesses or anything, but you have a crooked white cop in these older days that's trying to frame him for it. But then at the end, we get the baby being born, visiting the dad in prison, drawing him a picture. They're eating chips, and that's it.
Oh, no.
It's
well,
church.
So he didn't get out.
No, he didn't. He took a plea. It was really weird, man. Seriously. And I try to support every single movie I go see. If I'm watching a comedy and I laugh a few times, I feel that movie did me justice. I'll tell you, you know, it was okay. I laughed a few times. I'm trying to find the good in everything. I really do.
I agree. Yeah, I haven't
Thank
had any
you.
Meals that I don't like. Just
right.
like, you like we tend to like things. If we're going to go
man.
Do something, we,
you
we're
know
there
what?
To have
It wasn't
fun.
The best meal I've ever had.
Right,
it was okay.
It was good.
But you know what? It nourished me.
Yeah.
And I'm fine.
I think you're very nice like
and
that.
And I try to do that with every movie I check out.
So you felt no emotion in any way? Was there any, no tears welling up?
Zero.
Really?
Zero tears.
I would guess that was the emotion that they're
And you can
trying
tell it's
of
one
you.
Of those artsy movies that's trying to win awards instead of really, truly telling a story.
Yeah.
I do think it's a book.
Right.
And the book may dive, I'm sure it does. Dive way, way further into this story that's going to be great. But boy, that movie left so much to be desired.
Did
that may be one of the worst movies I've seen in my life.
Nominated for 3 Oscars.
Seriously.
That's so weird
it's
how that
the
works.
Artsy whole, yeah. Hey, you know, I'm making this movie because, oh boy, people will understand. Look at this. It's so great.
I know. I always wondered if that was just me that like didn't like any of the movies that are actually nominated or didn't quite understand them.
Not any of them, but some of them.
Majority.
Do you have
really?
In front of you what it's nominated for?
Let me see.
I know Regina King is nominated for supporting actress, and I thought she was really good. And there are a couple of whoa moments in there. Like I did audibly yell out OS one time.
Okay.
It says best performance by an actress in a supporting role, Regina King.
That's Regina King, right.
Best adapted screenplay and best achievement in music written for motion pictures. All so, right. Music.
The one music. Comment's talking about how amazing the cinematography is. And I don't think, and I'm with you on this, where I don't appreciate that kind of thing, cinematography.
Okay.
Like you sort of are numb to it as you watch a movie because you expect it to be fanciful, I suppose, and beautiful. And you may not be aware of what you may miss what you're seeing in the
old school rating. New York. Yeah, I can see.
Especially that if it's a period piece.
Right.
That makes it difficult for all the set dressing, all the cars.
Sure.
Every outfit. Like that's a big job that I think award shows certainly hand stuff out for. But I'm kind of with you.
Boy, left a lot to be desired, man. A lot.
I just watched on Netflix. It's called The Ballad of Buster Scruggs.
Okay.
And it's like sort of a Western thing, sort of the same thing you're saying, where after I watched it, I looked and the reviews are amazing. I was bored out of my mind. I thought it was really bad.
Right.
And it's a bunch of short stories, but the exact same thing. And then it's just, you read these reviews like, oh, am I just not...
Right. Like, what's the big difference between us and the Academy?
Right. It did the bouncing around thing.
Am I an idiot? Like,
right. That's kind of what I was thinking.
Because
like,
she was pregnant, so you'll see her 6 months pregnant, and then they'll go back in the story when they were together and he was out, and then they'll go to when he's in jail, and then it's just, dude, it was...
It's a lot of work.
Because usually Twig's the same way.
Did she like it?
She walked out and she said, did you like that? Mm-mm. And I went, you know, it's right. But I've just really, really had
super squeaky voice. That means no.
I just had to go pee. And that's the only thing I was thinking about at the end of it. I really, really had to go pee.
That's all you're thinking?
Yeah, right. But someone's telling me to go download an app called Run Pee, and it tells you the best time to visit the restroom during a movie.
Wow.
Brilliant. I didn't even know that existed.
Brilliant.
And I am downloading this right now.